are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it is the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare and Lee Real Estate. Joining me this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor. A beautiful morning out
there. It is just absolutely gorgeous. Last evening was beautiful, too. And you know what was kind of music to my ears? As I was sitting outdoors on the patio last night, I listened to the heavy equipment over there working on the bridge.
Oh, yes.
They must have been putting in a long day, because I think they worked in it until at least 9 and maybe later than that.
My goodness. I don't know.
Maybe they go all night. I don't know.
They're working hard over there. That's a big old project.
It's
and
huge.
The more you can get done in a day, it goes by quicker.
That's right. And it's really an interesting place to walk on that walking path. And just look at the enormity of the equipment, the materials, you know, a whole project. That's a big deal.
It really is. And, you know, they're doing a great job getting things going. The weather has been conducive getting a lot done, so that helps.
Yeah, that's right.
So one thing we want to talk about, water restrictions in
Fort Pierre. We do want to remind our residents who don't water from the river, or who don't have their own wells, if you're on city water, make sure that you comply with the every other day watering for your yard. If you have an even house number, water on even days. If you have an odd house number, water on odd days. And people like us who have watering systems, sprinkling systems, it makes it a little more complicated, because those systems aren't set up, at least ours isn't, to water every other day. It's a schedule, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday or something. But so we have just been watering manually, you know, turning it on manually on our days. And if you were struggling with that, it's the easiest thing that we have found to do. Just about 9-10 o'clock at night, we just go out there and start our system and water.
There you go. And everybody that complies with that's just going to make things better for the entire city.
Exactly. We have storage capacity of 1 million gallons, but on a hot, heavy day, we can use 1 million gallons in Fort Pierre. So we have to be... We have to conserve. We have to, because that's our drinking water, folks. It doesn't just water our lawns.
Right.
That is our drinking water. And when we have a break in our feeder line, that shuts us down for at least 24 hours and sometimes more. And so if we only have a day's worth of water, that's serious business. So we have to conserve.
Absolutely. So we ask you to do that. Of course, hard to believe here we are, the middle of July.
I know.
All the fun over there on the 4th, man, that was a good time.
Is Fort Pierre the 4th of July capital of the world, or
Absolutely.
What?
That was so much fun.
What did you take part in, Dave?
We had the cruiser in the parade.
I knew that.
Tossing out the candy.
Isn't that fun? Oh, and weren't there a bunch of people? Oh, my goodness.
That is probably the biggest 4th of July parade I've ever seen. And the crowd was fantastic.
Oh, they were ready for it, weren't they?
They really were.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And I don't know if it was the biggest crowd we've ever had. We don't have a good way of measuring that.
Right.
Some people thought that it was the biggest crowd we've ever had. I kind of think it may have been bigger our bicentennial year, but for the 4th of July, this may have been the biggest.
That was a pretty good crowd. The fireworks were fantastic.
Oh, I tell you, if there are so many people... and I'm not even going to begin to try to acknowledge all of the people. Just our parade committee is a group of people who have done this every year. We get together. They know what to do, and they just do it. They recruit their friends and their family, and because that doesn't just happen, you know, it does take some coordination, and so a lot of wonderful people involved in that. And the rodeo was wonderful. really good performance, excellent stock. I've never seen such rank bulls in my life. I think the night we were there, there was only one rider who, and he was the last one who rode his bull. Oh my goodness, they were something. And the fireworks, I think, were extraordinary this year. The fire department does a wonderful job with that. And they also did a wonderful job of putting out the fires that were caused by that one low fireworks.
Right.
Yeah. That as dry as it is, I have a friend who lives up on that hill, and she said it was a little scary because when the flames would hit the trees, they would just explode.
Oh, boy. My goodness.
Yeah, so, but the fire department was right on it, put it out quickly, and for the kids in the audience, that was as much fun to watch as the rodeo.
I would imagine, my goodness. But yeah, it was a great weekend in Fort Pierre,
and
something to look forward to again next year.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
But something coming up that's going to be a lot of fun, too, is Trader Days.
Trader Days. So, when we had a festival during our bicentennial in 2017, we decided it was so much fun that it should be an annual event.
Mm-hmm.
And so we named it Trader Days because that's our history. That's our beginnings. And it gets better every year. And so this year, I'll have somebody else come in who has all the details. But we incorporated some aspects of turkey races. Turkey races is an old Fort Pierre tradition that people remember very fondly, and it was a authentic Fort Pierre event, and so we will have a kazoo parade, we'll have the turkey races, we'll have rooster roping, and street dance, and a lot of fun things. Some of the events, like the street dance, will take place on Main Street, on Deadwood, and some of the events will take place in Fisher Lily Park. But there will be vendors, there will be food trucks, there will be a barbecue competition, there will be Street Masters car show and fun dam run. Lots of things going on.
Yeah.
That's the weekend of August 13th through the 15th. So put that on your calendar. You won't want to miss it.
No, there's a lot of fun to be had. If people want to check out all the details, I know they can go on the website as well as the Facebook page.
Exactly.
Because there is, once things get rolling Friday, there is a ton of stuff all the way through the weekend.
Oh, my goodness, for every age. Lots of kids' activities. Yes, there are a lot of activities. There are posters around town. So,
yes.
But that Facebook page and the website are a good place to go.
Most definitely. Looking forward to Trader Days. Well, enjoy the rest of this beautiful day, Mayor.
Thank you. I will.
Yeah, look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you, Dave.
There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. And if you want to check out what's going on, make sure you take a look at the website. Yeah, Trader Days. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And here we are continuing on in People in Your Neighborhood on this Thursday morning. And glad to have Billy Sutton with me this morning. Billy, a part of the Burke Stampede Rodeo. Good morning to you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure. A lot of people love rodeo. It's just one of those things. And you've got your rodeo back up and going after some tough times. And, of course, COVID was a part of that, too.
Yeah, I think there's always a lot of challenges to put a rodeo on, but we had a tornado hit the town of Burke in August of 2019 that did, a ton of damage to the town and community, and then it did a bunch of damage to our arena as well. And so, we went working to do a fundraiser to get all that stuff fixed, and then COVID hit, and you add all those things together, and it was just not gonna work to have a rodeo in 2020, but we vowed to come back bigger and better than ever in 2021, and I think that's what we're going to do.
Fantastic. So you've got the arena all up and ready to go, and you're also doing something a little different this time, because you said before we hopped on the air, you've been doing this a long time there in Burke, but this year is going to be a little different.
Yeah, we were over 30 years as an amateur rodeo, started back in the late 80s, and we made the leap to go to a professional rodeo. So we're PRCA approved and WPRA approved. So Pro Rodeo Cowboys Association and the Women's Professional Rodeo Association. And so we're really excited to up our game that way. You're going to get to see contestants that have been to the National Finals Rodeo, that are probably going to the National Finals Rodeo. And so we're just really excited about the opportunity to you know, showcase that talent for our crowd. And I know they're going to love it.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. It kicks off this Friday, goes all the way through the weekend. Now, when folks come out to take in the rodeo there in Burke, what are they going to see?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to see some of the best animal athletes in the country. Corco Rodeo, which is actually out of Pier, South Dakota, is our stock contractor. And they have taken animals to the National Finals Rodeo pretty much since the National Finals Rodeo began. So you're going to see world-class buck and stock, and you're going to see some of the best cowboy and cowgirl athletes. I mean, we got people like Fallon Taylor coming on Friday night, who's been to the NFR multiple times. We got Jesse Bale and J.J. Elsher and the Bronc Riding. I mean, we got the who's who of rodeo coming. And then one thing that's really unique that we're doing this year, you're not going to want to miss it on Friday night, is we're doing a Champions Challenge high school bareback riding. So what we did is we contacted all the surrounding state champion high school bareback rider, because those kids are on their way to the National High School Finals in Lincoln, Nebraska, starting on Sunday the 18th. We invited them to come to Burke for $1,000 in added money on Friday night, and we have four of them. We have Montana, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Nebraska. And that's going to be really unique to a lot of rodeos. You're going to get to see some up-and-coming rising stars in the bareback riding, high school state champions that could be the next national champion, and they are making their way into the professional ranks as well.
That is going to be a great event. Fun for them, a little warm-up, and fun for everybody that comes out to the rodeo Friday night. And you've got a really well-known rodeo clown coming.
Yeah, we have Justin Rumford, who is, in my opinion, the funniest rodeo clown in the industry. He's been 9-time PRCA Act of the Year, in our Clown of the Year in the PRCA, and just a great talent. We actually had him in Burke, I don't know, it's probably been 10 or 12 years ago, when he was first coming on the scene and getting popular. You know, they nobody really knew him, but we found him and knew he was great. And we were able to get him back this year as our first year as a pro rodeo. And I mean, just lots of laughs to be had for all. Good, clean, family fun, and just a really funny individual that has some great acts. You're not going to want to miss that either. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. And he'll be performing, you know, at different points throughout the rodeo. And just a really great opportunity to see one of the best in the business there as well.
Yeah, it's great that he's coming full circle, so that is pretty cool. Plus, there's going to be a dance for, what, Friday and Saturday nights?
Yeah, we got a band called Euphoria. You can look them up online, and you're going to find that they were trending. The lead singer actually went viral on she was working at a restaurant at the time, I think, and she sang Happy Birthday to somebody there, and she went viral because her voice is so cool. And it was such an amazing song. And we found them, and they're actually going to Cheyenne Frontier Days after this, I believe. And so they're making their way into the music world as up-and-coming rising stars as well. And so Friday and Saturday night, as soon as the last buck and bull is done, you're going to hear Euphoria at the dance right there on the rodeo grounds. And there's no charge to get into the dance. You just have to pay for a ticket to get into the rodeo, which are $12 in advance and $15 at the gate.
Fantastic. Encourage folks to make some plans. It sounds like it's going to be a great time, and I'm so glad you were able to, you know, get things back up and going and making this step to the pro rodeo. That's going to be a whole lot of fun for everybody.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, rodeo is our state sport, and we're all proud of it, and we're all proud of our Western way of life and Western heritage, and just a really exciting time for folks to get out there. I know, you know, the last year has probably been hard for a lot of people, but what a great opportunity to get outside, have some fun, and, you know, get to see some great rodeo action and entertainment and music and pretty much everything that you could ask for.
Yeah, you can't beat it. It's going to be a lot of fun out at Burke this weekend. Billy, thank you for joining me this morning, and I know you and so many others are going to have a great time this weekend at the rodeo.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Come on down. Don't miss it.
There's Billy Sutton from the Burke Rodeo going on this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that is the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you this morning by the great folks at Lee Real Estate and Vistacare.